Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Property tax relief debate heats up in Wyoming Senate. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming lawmakers are debating property tax relief bills, with one proposal failing and another moving forward. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, Senate File 67, which would have extended a 50% property tax exemption for homeowners age 65 and older who have paid taxes in Wyoming for 25 years, failed on a 15-13 vote Tuesday. The program, set to begin in 2025, is scheduled to end in 2027. Critics like Senator Kale Case of Lander opposed extending the program, citing concerns over unknown costs and unequal tax applications. Meanwhile, Senate File 69, offering a 50% property tax reduction for single-family homes and associated land worth up to $1 million, passed its first reading in the Senate. However, senators fiercely debated whether to include backfill measures to offset $252 million in lost revenue. Senator Troy McEwen of Gillette downplayed the impact, calling it a minor 2.5% cut for the state's $11.1 billion budget. Others, like Senator Chris Rothfuss, a Democrat from Laramie, argued the actual cut would hit local services hard, representing a 10% loss in revenue. Senate President Bo Bightman of Ranchester opposed using state savings to cover local shortfalls, noting that property tax revenues have risen significantly since 2019. The Senate delayed further discussion on Senate File 69 until a later date. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.